Hi, my angels. Welcome back to the Wellness Cafe with Trinity Tondelier. That is me. How are we all? I'm excited for today's episode as it has been very highly requested. And don't you worry, I am going to spill all the tea for you all. But first off, as always, if you're enjoying the podcast, it would mean a lot to me if you could subscribe, rate, and leave a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. It would just help the show out a lot and just help others find the show. If you want to stay up to date on the podcast, there is an Instagram page for the show. It is just at the Wellness Cafe Pod. It's a nice way to stay up to date on the show, interact with what you want to hear, and send messages to me directly related to the podcast because DMs on my main account can sometimes get lost. And that is how I take your responses and feedback and ask what you want to hear on the show. And that is how today's episode idea formed because all of you were requesting this one. But I hope you all had a great week. If you're just starting a new semester of school or first year of university, college, I hope it's going well and you're enjoying it so far. What happened this week for me to fill you in? Oh, I went for my second round of laser hair removal. Sorry, more importantly, Brazilian laser hair removal. I am going to the Vanity Lab in Edmonton. They're a brand new clinic. It's stunning. It's pink. It's aesthetic. The girls are amazing. And I am so grateful to be working with them. This isn't sponsored for the podcast. My Instagram stories that I post when I go, I have a contract with them for that. But on this, I'm just talking about my experience. And I know I have a lot of local listeners. I would definitely recommend the clinic 100%. And there's also a clinic in Vancouver, but I went for my second round of Brazilian laser hair removal. It has been going great. I am so excited. There is a 96% female listener range on the show, which, hello girlfriends, we love to see it. And the other 4% is probably all Brody. So I'm fine to talk about this, but I absolutely hate, with a passion, I hate shaving. I always get ingrowns and bumps. I do not understand girls who just have a good shaving routine and their bikini line is always smooth. You're honestly an angel if that's you, but if that's not you, don't worry because everyone struggles with that and that is not me. I have the worst luck shaving and it just doesn't work out like at all. And honestly, it ruins how I feel about the summer and being in a bikini, which it shouldn't because growing hair is what makes you a human being, but I can't handle it. And a messy bikini line is something that really, really personally just irritates me. Not to mention the amount of times I cut myself and come out of the shower with my legs bleeding because I'm just the world's worst shaver. It's not okay. I don't know if anyone else can relate and literally just can't work a razor. My mom always used to get mad at me when she would see me coming out of the shower with my leg bleeding. Off topic, but I've been getting laser hair removal and it's been amazing. I've noticed a huge difference in only 2 sessions and the laser is actually painless. Obviously, you expect it to hurt, but I tried laser hair removal at a different clinic before and I could feel it, but this one, I don't know what happens. I can't feel it at all, which is such a relief because Jess, who you all know from the Hot Girl Summer episode, one of my best friends. Oh my goodness, side note, I actually cry when you all refer to Jess as Jessica Pony in my DMs. Like we're all one big friend group, which is how it should be, but I get DMs and you all refer to Jess as Jessica Pony saying that you want her back on the show. And that is just hilarious. Like, why does that name really stick so well? That guy has no idea what he was done, but Jessica Pony got laser hair removal and she's like, oh boy, good luck. When I told her I was getting Brazilian laser hair and I was so scared, but I actually can't feel it. And shaving is probably my biggest pain in the ass in the summer and I hate it. It makes me feel not confident. So I'm just very excited to continue doing the hair removal. I will keep you all updated, or if you have any questions, let me know. But yeah, that's something that I'm just really excited to be getting done and would definitely recommend it. Oh, and one more side note about the hair removal is that if you have a bad bikini line and you see all these Instagram models and bikini models on TikTok or social media anywhere with a perfect bikini line, keep in mind that they probably most likely have laser hair removal or wax. So it's definitely unrealistic to think that every girl you see has a perfect bikini line naturally. Of course, some people are blessed and they do have it
perfect naturally, but do not feel bad about yourself if you also have trouble with it and all you see on social media is girls with perfect bikini lines. So many times when girls are in bikinis on TikTok, I'll notice that the comments are like, oh my gosh, what's your shaving routine? What's your shaving routine? How do you get your bikini line so perfect? And so many times I've seen them duet it and say that they get laser hair removal. So, especially for the younger girls out there who aren't really aware of this, just something to keep in mind so you don't feel bad about yourself.
And what else? Brody and I are still thinking of moving. Realistically, now after we've thought about it for a bit, it will probably be Vancouver instead of Toronto because I have my little siblings here in Edmonton. They are 13 and 11 and I just can't be that far. I know Toronto isn't that far, but maybe when my siblings are a little bit older, I'll feel more comfortable to move farther away. But my family is the only thing actually holding me to Alberta. Well, obviously my friends and family, but it's like friends, they can come visit, but it's different with my little siblings. And anyway, that's been holding me back from wanting to move, but it's really just not working anymore here for me, for Brody and I. Aside from there being not much to do here at all, even the values and beliefs and mindsets of people here, it's just all wrong. And I don't feel like I belong here. I know there is more out there for me. Like, don't even get me started on the protests that have been happening outside of hospitals. Like, I don't even want to get into that because we've all had enough COVID talk, but those protests are really, really upsetting. And bottom line, just truly saddening to see that people can have that big of lack of compassion for other human beings. I'm not going to get into it, but it's just stuff like that that makes me, I need to get out of here. That's a little off topic, but that's just a little more insight as to why we feel like we need to move away and meet new people, just be immersed into a whole different new city. Yeah, so anyway, Brody and I are still thinking of moving. We've been looking for places online. We've been talking about what to do with the house because obviously we just bought our house, which we love our house, but we don't really feel right anymore here. So it's time for a change and we just have to decide if that means renting it out or selling it. But moving is still on the horizon. Just obviously now that we own property, it's not as easy to move as just when you're in a rental. And Brody has a full career here. We can't just get up and move super fast, but it still is in the works. And I will keep you all informed. City living is something that I really need to experience, and I want to live in a big city. I just feel so called to the city living. I am also a Pisces, a water baby, you all know that. So being near the ocean and water truly makes my soul happy, and thinking about living so close to the water gives me little tiny butterflies. So every night on our hot girl walk, well, when Brody joins me on my hot girl walk, we talk about our plans and how we're going to make it work. And we're very excited for that to be in our future. We're feeling very, very called. And now is the time to move to a big city. Yeah, we love our house. So many of you were concerned about what we're going to do with our house when I posted in Vancouver that we wanted to go back and look for apartments. And yeah, it's a weird feeling because we just bought it and we love our house. But sometimes things just aren't meant to be, and we feel like this isn't where we're supposed to be right now. If that means renting it out and coming back to it in a couple years, we don't really know. The house served its time for when we needed it. It was perfect time to buy it, so we didn't have to rent anymore. But now we're just feeling called to move on, and it's weird that it has not even been a year here yet. But sometimes that's just life, and we're not going to hold back from something we're feeling so called to do, and we're feeling such a big pull to a city. So we're not going to like ignore those feelings just because we bought a house. Like, you can always make it work if there is something you want. You know what I mean? What else happened this week? I also binged Clickbait this week. It was very good if anyone is needing something to watch on Netflix. The past year, even longer, the only things that I have binged in a matter of one or two nights are Bridgerton, Outer Banks 2, Sex Life, which obviously, come on, how could I stop? Brody and I actually started Sex Life together. We watched 2 episodes and he had to go to bed and I go, sorry, roll over. I watched the whole thing until 2 a.m. It was very good. So I would recommend that if you haven't seen Sex Life. And now I did it with Clickbait, which I really like it. I loved it until like the last episode. I'm not sure how I feel about the ending, but it's a murder mystery that keeps you on your toes if you're into that. It's so funny, Brody and I will always start a new series together and we'll do like one or two episodes and then he'll go to bed and he knows that I'm just going to end up watching the rest on my own, like throughout the days or when he's at work and stuff like that. If anyone else can relate, I always get in trouble for watching shows without Brode. But I think that's everything new in my life, all the updates since we last talked. Next time you hear from me, I will be making my way to LA. Baby, my solo trip will be happening. I will be on my flight. Next time you hear a new episode, so wish me luck. Be sending me good vibes. I'm going on my very first solo trip to LA to visit Kate for her birthday. I know I won't shut up about this trip, but I am just so excited to get back on a plane. I'm so freaking scared and excited at the same time. Like, I am scared shitless, actually. Like, planes are my biggest fear. I don't understand how they work. Well, I understand. It's just like, what the fuck? It just freaks me out, okay? And I'm going to be doing it alone. The thought of flying gives me like an actual panic attack. I'm scared of heights and planes freak me out. It's just like a mixture of both, which isn't good. Like, I actually have diagnosed anxiety. I'm not just saying panic attack lightly. I mean a panic attack. But for some reason, the thought of facing my fears like that, because I know everything will be okay and I'll make it through, and the feeling of knowing that I'm going to conquer it on my own, because most of the times I'm scared for my flights, but I feel comfort in having Brody with me. But just the feeling of knowing that I am going to do it on my own and just do it is giving me such a big thrill and such an adrenaline rush. It's the most confusing feeling in the world, because on one hand, I'm like panic attack, and then I'm also mixing that with thrill and excitement at the same time, knowing that I can conquer my fears and it will be so rewarding. So I'm just having a lot of emotions about this trip and I'm ready to do it. I am so scared, but I'm excited to just show myself that I can do it on my own and face those fears, and I'm going to be fine. And I'm just so excited and nervous at the same time to push myself outside of my comfort zone. And I just know it will be so rewarding and a little exposure therapy, you know? I'll just get more and more used to it as time goes on. Today, we are serving everything about how to get started on social media and make a career out of it. I feel as though anyone can do anything they want in life, and I'm not just saying that. There are so many resources and everything is so readily available nowadays. It's just a matter of putting your mind to it and working for it. Everything is accessible online, and social media has so many great resources for making your dreams happen. It is so easy to go after what you want and start a business. Like, years ago, our parents didn't have all these resources so accessible to them to learn how to do a new skill or start a business. You know what I mean? So that being said, if you would like to build a career out of social media as a content creator or influencer, it is possible for anyone. It is not too saturated. You may hear people say that all the time, but if you have something you are passionate about that you want to share, just go for it and make it happen. However, it is also a tricky industry to get into, because there's no guidebook and there's no boss that sits you down on the first day and shows you how to do everything like a regular job. You just have to figure it out for yourself, and it is pretty tricky to get the hang of things. I am definitely no expert. August, actually, so just last month was my first official month of being a full-time content creator. So I'm definitely still trying to figure it out as I go, but I want to share my insights for those of you that are also passionate about content creation and making a career out of it. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing all my tips on how to work with brands and the back end of social media, more into the business side of things and how to negotiate that side, which people don't really talk about as much. So questions like how to get started on social media, how to get brands to notice you, what it's like working in social media are all questions that have been asked by you for me to spill the tea on, and that is exactly what I'm going to do in today's episode.
As always, let's get into what I'm having today. You all have heard this a million times, but I am very into my hot girl walks. I won't explain it too much because if you've been here for a while, you know the drill and you're probably tired of me talking about my hot girl walks, but I truly love my walks. Walking is so underrated and it's slept on how beneficial it is for you, for your health, and how amazing you feel after getting out of the house, clearing your mind, going for a walk, getting fresh air and sunlight. It truly is such a mood booster for me and I cannot get enough of it. What I am grateful for, I'm honestly grateful to have access and knowledge to cook myself healthy and nutritious meals that will fuel me. I grew up in a household where my parents were always cooking home-cooked meals, everything was made from scratch, and at the time I didn't appreciate it as much as I should, and now I am just so grateful to have the same tendencies to do that for myself, and I realize that home-cooked meals and nutrition is something to be grateful for. And this week, oh my goodness, it was a couple days before I got my period, and I get the worst periods ever. Like, it's honestly a tornado in my body for a couple days. I PMS like no one's business. I get attitude, I get tired, bloated, hungry, cravings, all the things. Like, my periods, you guys, my periods are an absolute demon. I will truly never understand girls who are just not affected by their periods. I have one friend who uses like maybe one light tampon on her first date, and I just can't relate. So you are honestly blessed if your period doesn't really affect you, but honestly, I can't relate. But anyway, so during this week, Brody called me on his way home from work, and we had both had a really busy day, really busy work days, and didn't know what to have for dinner. We didn't really have anything planned, and I was so lazy and tired. I didn't want to go grocery shopping. He didn't either, and we were on the phone just talking about what we should do, considering our options, and we just couldn't decide what to do. And I got to the point where I was laying there in bed. I'm like, there is no way that I'm getting off my ass to go grocery shopping right now. Like, it's not happening. And I was like, you know what? Do you want to just pick up a pizza and bring it home? And then as soon as I said that, something clicked in my mind that I have no energy and I feel like a slug. And that pizza is only going to add on to those feelings. And I knew that that is not what I wanted. So I got up, hauled myself to the nearest grocery store, and actually got so many vegetables to make a really good stir fry. It had edamame, mushrooms, onion, red pepper, broccoli. It was delicious, and I felt better after eating it and had more energy eating it. So I just need to be grateful that I have access to nutritious foods. Like, obviously pizza is okay once in a while, and if you want pizza, eat pizza. I'm just trying to say that I knew that that would not make me feel better. If I knew I wanted it, then of course I would treat myself to the pizza. I'm not saying you can never eat pizza. If you want it, have it. But it's like, as soon as I said that out loud to Brody, I was like, no, this is going to make me feel so much worse. I already feel bloated. I already have no energy. I need to go to the grocery store and be grateful that fresh vegetables and produce are so close to me and that I can fuel myself with food that will make me feel good. I have the time, I have the money, so get out of bed, Trin, and do it. That's more what I'm trying to say. I never want you guys to think that I'm saying don't have pizza, because eat pizza if you want it. What I am working on this week is pretty much just the same things as usual, getting more sleep and managing my schedule, because these are the things that I can't fix in 1 week, then they take time to fix. But I feel like anything that is worth changing and worth putting effort into to fix won't be a quick fix, you know? So I know that these are two things, and I'm cognizant of the fact that these are both things that I need to work on, and it will probably take some time. Also, it is so funny. I know at the beginning of my podcast, episode 1 and 2, what I was working on was cutting out caffeine. And I have been posting so many chais and pumpkin cold foam recipes on all my social media platforms. And a couple of you were like, girl, didn't you say you were cutting out caffeine? So I'm here to address this. Yes. Yes, I have failed at cutting out caffeine. I did really good for about a month, and then I don't know, I'm just still working at home. I'm home alone all day, every day, and making my dirty chai in the morning makes me too happy and cozy to give it up at the moment. So maybe one day I'll try again, but that is not today. It was a good effort. Great job for trying, Trin, and kudos to anyone who has cut out caffeine for gut health or just overall health, because that takes some big willpower, and I do not have what it takes to do that at the moment. So yes, I failed at cutting out caffeine. I love it too much. It makes me happy. So maybe we'll revisit that in a little while. Okay, now let's get into today's topic, which as we know is about how to start a career on social media. So when I first started this podcast, actually episode 3 was titled Facing Your Fears and Chasing Your Dreams. That is one of my favorite episodes, and all the topics I cover in that one are topics that I really truly stand by and live my life by. I talk about how if you're scared to go after your dreams because of the perceived effect or perceived thoughts you think people will have about your actions, and that you can't, and just essentially you can't let others control your life or let them hold you back. So if you're scared to start social media because of that, I would go listen to that episode. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I will give you a quick summary. And my summary is that who gives a shit what anyone thinks? Live your life for yourself and chase your dreams, because you only have one life and it's time to unlock your full potential and do what you want. If you think about it and like take a step back and think about not doing something you love because you're scared people will talk about you, that's just like, it doesn't add up. We have one life, live it how you want, live your one life for yourself, and no one really cares that much. Mic drop, you heard it here first, easy as that. So now that we're caught up with that and ready to start doing it, going after it, what now? So for starters, obviously I know that this is tedious and everyone says it, but it truly is very important, and it's that you need to have a purpose and true passion for what you're doing, and not just in it for the money or followers. You need to care about what you're doing. Because first of all, no matter what it is in life, if you're doing something that you don't truly care about and just going through the actions, it shows. So I really encourage you all to only pursue this if it's something you're truly passionate about to the core and you love creativity and expressing yourself through art. Because really, social media, blogging, and Instagram, TikTok, it's all just a form of digital art. And if you're pursuing something for your career, that is your life or a good chunk of it. So you need to be really passionate and consistent with it, because it is not just a quick money grab. You need to work for it for a long time until you see the money. And if you're not passionate about it, you probably won't even make it to the money, right? It did take me honestly like 3 or 4 years to see any money from posting on social media. And I am so deeply to the core grateful every single day that I get to call this my job and make a living from inspiring others and following something I am so deeply passionate about. I love, 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 love art, all forms, physical and digital art. And I have always been into art. My dad is an artist, and I was very into it as a young kid, scrapbooking with my mom, which pretty much Instagram is like a digital scrapbook if you think about it. And then I also have my psychology roots, so mixing my love for art and creative side with my passion of psychology and understanding people and their actions and helping others, it's the most fulfilling thing to me, and I'm so grateful each and every single day. So I want to take the time to say, if you're listening to my podcast, if you consume my content in any way, support me. I love you so much, and I am so thankful. But besides that, I don't know the secret to growing. There isn't really a secret. I don't know how the algorithm works, but just be consistent, connect with your audience the best you can, and growth will come if you're in it for the right reasons. Okay, so you've been posting what you're passionate about and you want to start making money. So how can you start making money? So this is where you will want to grab your pen and paper. I'm going to tell you all the tea, exactly step by step, how to start making money. No more of the fluff. Lots of people don't share this, so I'm here to share it for you. I want us to all be able to chase our dreams and create the life we want to live. I'm not gatekeeping anything, so I am spilling exactly how to start making money and reach out to brands as a content creator. All right, so one of the questions you guys asked was how to get brands to notice you. And you don't even really need to have a large following to make money if you're putting yourself out there. So half the time money comes from brands reaching out to you, and half of it is honestly from hustling and reaching out on your own and pitching yourself. However, if you do have a large following and lots of eyes on your content, brands will just naturally notice you and reach out because they are actively, like brands are always actively looking for content creators to work with. There is an industry in it, and nowadays it is someone's job in a company to be the PR manager and be looking into content creators to work with them. So always make sure you have your email in your Instagram bio. That is why I have mine in my Instagram bio. I have it in my TikTok. Most creators will have their email or their contact button. And I also have my TikTok follower count in my Instagram bio so that if a brand finds me from Instagram, they know that I also am active on other platforms with a large following. It is contrary to some people's belief. It's not just there to say, hey, look at me, I have followers on TikTok, but it actually is from a business point of view so that brands can be aware that I have another platform. But if you're not getting contacted by brands, you can absolutely pitch yourself. You do not need to wait for them. So you can't just wait around for it to happen, and you can go out and make it happen on your own, which I honestly do this a lot just to ensure that I am picking and working with brands that align with my goals and my personal brand, because I'm never going to show you or do an ad for something I don't like. You can pretty much choose how much money you want to make. I get so many emails each and every day, but like obviously I'm not going to do an ad for a company I don't support. And that is why I like to pitch myself to brands I'm already talking about, so I can just get paid and pay my bills and start a relationship with products and brands that I already love. Pitching yourself is extremely easy, and everyone can send a pitch to a brand. More and more brands are becoming aware of micro influencers and setting aside a specific budget for them. So now is really your best time to start pitching if you don't have a big following or you think you needed to wait until you had more of a following. Now is honestly the best time to pitch, and the best thing you can do is just start pitching. Do not wait until you've reached a certain follower count that you think is okay and acceptable for you to pitch. I think any follower count is acceptable. It's really all about the content you create and ensuring that you're putting out good quality content that the brand could see them working with. You know, you need to be brandable. So, for example, Way Hair Care has been one of my favorite lines forever. I swear by their leave-in conditioner. I love their chill pills. Every product from Way truly smells amazing, and I've been sharing about their products for a while, and I wanted to build a relationship with the brand because I naturally love it, and I know that they do put out a budget for influencer marketing, so I thought it would be a great opportunity to see if I could build a relationship with them and start getting paid for content that I was already sharing and creating. So I did not sit around and wait for them to notice me. I pitched to Way and eventually ended up getting paid to post products I already love. So it was a win-win and a very natural collaboration, and my relationship with that brand is very important to me. For reference, I will use that pitch to everything I'm going to tell you about pitching yourself. And I pitched away when I had under 10K on Instagram and 20,000 on TikTok for your reference. So first up, you may want to add or create a media kit, but you don't need one. A media kit is essentially your blogger or content creator resume. It is where you put pictures of your work, you put a little bio about yourself and past collaborations you've done. You can find templates on Canva. It is free. Just go to canva.com and search media kit in their templates. And then once you click on the one you like, from there, you just plug your information in and customize it to your liking. But honestly, most of the time, I don't even send my media kit on the initial pitch. But you can make one if you want, and honestly, just experiment. Maybe some pitches send your media kit and some without, and just see what is doing better. It's all about trial and error when pitching. So then you go to contact the brand. So how do you go about doing this? Most of the time, if you go onto the brand's website and hit contact us at the very bottom, they will have their public relations email, and I just send it to the email that they have there. So most of the times you can go on contact us and then press, or if you look closely, they'll usually have like an influencer media somewhere on their website. You can find it, and it's usually accessible right on the website. But if it's not there, I'll Google, let's say, Way public relations contact, or even DM the brand on Instagram with a very small modified version of my pitch, and then at the end ask if there's a email contact I can send more info to. But pitching firsthand on Instagram is my last resort, because that is not as professional, but that is a last case scenario if you can't find the email anywhere else. So once you find your email address of the brand you are going to reach out to, what next? So you put to the email address you found, and then you want your subject line. For the Way pitch that I'm referring to, my subject line was Way X Trinity Tondelier collab. Usually you'll do your name X brand name, or in this case I did the other way around, and then you'll say, so yeah, like Trinity Tondelier X Way, let's collab, or Trinity Tondelier X Way collaboration, with like sometimes I throw in a little emoji depending on the vibe of the brand. And honestly, I'll tell you guys exactly how my pitches go. No beating around the bush, no gatekeeping. Specifically for the Way pitch I am talking about, I said, okay, so this is how my pitches go. I'll usually say, hi, brand team, comma. So for the Way pitch I'm referring to, I said, hi, Way team, comma. And then tell them a bit about yourself in one or two lines, and then why you love their products. So for Way, I said something along the lines of, Way is one of my favorite beauty brands, and it would be a dream come true to work together. I absolutely swear by the leave-in conditioner, and my favorite way to end the day is taking a bath with chill pills. So it shows that you love their products and are naturally using them already. And then I gave insight to content I created with Way before and how many views and likes the content received. And I said that I would love to continue to share my love for Way and work together on a collaboration. My intro is usually really short about myself. You don't want your pitch to be too wordy, because no one is going to sit through and read a big email. I usually just look for like the key words when I'm reading emails, so obviously that is how others see it as well. So I'll usually say hi, then introduce myself in one line, then give two lines about why I love their product and brand, and then I will end it with what I can do for them. So usually that goes like this. I'll say, after I've introduced myself and said why I love the brand, I say, I post daily wellness and lifestyle routines on TikTok to an audience of 69,000 and 14,000 on Instagram. 96% of my audience is women, therefore you can ensure during this collaboration your product will be meeting eyes from the correct audience. Here are some creative concepts I have for this collaboration. Let me know your thoughts. And then I will do a one-line pitch of the idea I have with their content and my product. Their product, my content. And that is how that will go. Now, that was in May, and 2 weeks ago was my first paid campaign I did with Way. So sometimes it takes a while, but it's all about putting yourself out there, networking, and making contacts in the industry if you're serious about pursuing a career with social media. So my brand contact from Way replied and said they would gift me products right off the bat, and I was doing that for a while and posting naturally with them. It wasn't a gifted product in exchange for a specific video. It was just more of a, here, we will gift you products because we see that you post us and love us. I didn't have to do a certain video and tag them. It was just more so supplying my products so that I could continue to incorporate into my content naturally, however I see fit. Now, how to turn this gifted product into a paid campaign? Because like I said, I did finally work on a paid campaign with Way, which was such a dream come true, and I'm so thankful to be able to work with some of my favorite brands. Most of the time, I do want to note that I would never ever accept gifted campaigns because this is our job and my job. So I feel like as an industry, as content creators, we need to come together, all content creators, and stop accepting gifted campaigns. I will never tag a brand with a contract and all of that and deliverables for gifted product. Like, I will never sign a contract for gifted product, but in this case, Way was just offering to send me products, more of just PR, with no strings attached. And it is one of my favorite brands, so I was just thankful to be receiving my products for free, and I wanted to build a relationship. You kind of just have to feel it out. But if a brand is trying to gift you product for certain deliverables and a contract, that is a big no-go. Please, however many followers you have, you deserve to be paid for your work. And especially if the brand wants rights to repost your content, you deserve to be paid and you can get paid. But this is how I turned the gifted product into a paid campaign with Way. After my initial pitch, I got a reply saying that there was no active campaigns at the moment, but they would love to send me more products to try if I could send them back my mailing address and products that caught my eye. I replied back and said, thank you so much. I received the product, and when I would be getting the product, the gifted product, I would just continue to post about it naturally as I had been doing. And then I would go back to the email and send the videos to my brand rep with analytics, just saying something along the lines of, hey, I've been loving the products you sent over. Thank you again. I wanted to show you how the content has been doing that I've been making with the product. Kindly see below a link to content I've posted that has done well and resonated well with my audience. And then I'll attach a link and send over some analytics of the content that Way can be seen in. And that's all. So my brand rep and I were kind of going back and forth doing that for a little bit. She would just reply and say, thank you so much. Like, thank you for supporting Way. We'd love to see your content. Let me know if you ever need a refill. Then when it came time for a refill, I would contact her again, fill her in on how the Way content has been doing. That went, like I said, that started in May when I had 20,000, and that went back and forth for a little while. And eventually I got contacted to promote Way's new candle, which was my first paid gig with Way. This was actually 2 weeks ago that I posted that campaign, and our relationship, like I said, started in May. So sometimes it takes a while, especially if you pitch the brand on your own, because you don't have as much negotiation power. But if it's a brand you truly love, it's worth it to just build a relationship. And yeah, so that is exactly my pitch and how it went to Way, how I started my relationship with them off the bat and reached out to them to start working with a brand I truly love. And I'm so grateful for the relationship that I have with the brand, and I hope to continue growing it because, yeah, I love their products. I have been, all of my OG girls who have been following me since I only vlogged on YouTube, you all know that I love my Way leave-in hair conditioner, and I love how their products make you feel like you're in a salon, like that salon smell at home. I just love their products and it is working for me, so why would I try something else if their products are working and I'm obsessed? And that is my entire process of pitching myself to a brand. I hope that you guys now have the tools to go out and pitch for yourself and make it happen on your own. You got this. But let's say now a brand pitches to you and invites you to a campaign. How do you go about that and reply to that? If a brand pitches to me and has a campaign idea, usually the email will end with something along the lines of, please let us know if you're interested in this campaign and would like to know more details. And if I'm interested in working on the campaign, I will always reply something along the lines of just saying thank you for reaching out, and then add in, I would love to know more details about the campaign you had in mind. Please send over the budget and timeline that you had in mind for this project. Best, Trinity. It doesn't need to be anything complex. It can be as easy as that, because asking for their budget right off the bat lets them know that you are not looking for a gifted campaign, because a lot of the time brands will obviously try to do a gifted campaign as often as they can. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I feel like some brands are really good about knowing and respecting content creators and know that they need to be paid, but there definitely are brands out there who will still try to get work for free anyway, but they'll reply with their budget and you can negotiate from there, and always make sure you sign a contract. And the reason that I ask for their budget first is because it allows them to set the bar, because you never want to send your rate sheet over and it be lower than the budget that they had set aside for you. So I always try to get them to pitch their budget first and then negotiate from there, or send over my rate sheet after, but I just like to know what they had in mind first. But in the case that they ask for your rate sheet, my rate sheet is separate from my media kit, but it is along the lines of the same thing, and I also made it on Canva. Let me actually just pull it up and I can tell you guys exactly what it says. So it's like the same color scheme and format as my media kit. It says at the top, Trinity Tondelier rate sheet. It has a picture of me, and then it says services. So I have laid out on it the prices for a dedicated TikTok feed post, content usage per 1 year, Instagram feed post, Instagram reel, YouTube mention, and podcast ad. And then below it says for reels and video content, rates vary based on scope of work and open to package deal discussions. And then it just has some little tiny pictures at the bottom, and it says, let's work together, my email and my handle. So that is exactly what I send to brands if they ask for my budget. And then I'll always kind of add in, well, especially if they have sent me their budget, and let's say their budget is way below what my usual rate is, I will send my media kit and say something along the lines of, let me know your thoughts, as I would love to make something work for the both of us, so that they know that I'm kind of open to negotiating it or doing a package deal, whatever that may look like, because I don't ever want the brand to just ghost me because my rates are way too high for their budget. I always want to make it sound like we can make something work if it's a brand that I truly want to work with. So I hope that kind of helps on how to get started working with brands and kind of the basics into that. I do think I'll end it there for today so this doesn't get too long, because it can kind of be an information overload, but I feel like I've set you up and hopefully you guys learned something about how to get started pitching to brands and communicating with brands. I can talk about this for hours, and I hope this was helpful. I'm here to share anything that you want to know about working with brands and being a content creator or an influencer, whatever you want to call it, because I don't see the point in gatekeeping, because there's room for all of us to succeed on social media. But hopefully this episode was able to provide insight on how to get started and put yourself out there. Honestly, if this is something you're passionate about, just start going for it. Don't wait for it to come to you. Pitch today. Use exactly my template that I gave you and send a bunch of pitches. I trust you. You will get more yeses than you expect. And if you guys like this episode, I can definitely do more about this topic if you enjoyed it. Just let me know on the podcast Instagram. Maybe I can start doing like once a month the influencer files or something like that, you know, where I help you guys succeed as starting on social media once a month, and then keep the rest kind of wellness and my other topics. Let me know if you guys found this enjoyable and if this gave you insight on how to get started on social media. You all know that I really stand for chasing your dreams and making it happen. I've said this a million times, there's room for everyone in the social media world, so I'm really not holding anything back. I will tell you exactly how to do it and what I've learned, but Like I said, I am no expert. This stuff, it's all just about trial and error. My first pitches were absolutely horrible compared to how I pitch myself today, but it's all about learning as you go. And the more you start contacting brands and emailing, even if they reply to you saying, turning you down, you can just start to see how content creators and brands interact with each other and the verbiage to use in emails. And over time, it will just help you sound more professional in the industry and know what you're doing. Because I honestly don't know if anyone even knows what they're doing, because like I said, there's no guidebook for this industry. I really hope you guys were able to get some insight from this and enjoyed this episode. If you did enjoy today's episode, please leave a rate and review on the podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, that would mean a lot to me. And don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram page. It is at The Wellness Cafe Pod. And my main Instagram is just at Trinity Tondelier. T-O-N-D-E-L-E-I-R is Tondelier. I love you all, and I will see you next week. Mwah!